Yes, good afternoon. Leszek from KBC here. As I couldn't attend your meeting during the day, I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
First, relates to circulation of Gazeta Wyborcza in fourth quarter. Actually, what we saw was that the drop accelerated. And my question is, did you do some kind of analysis to what degree that the drop in circulation in 2009 was caused by your price increases? To what degree this discourages people from buying Gazeta Wyborcza?
I mean, first of all, you're right. There is some, because you are comparing the fourth quarter of 2008 with the fourth quarter of 2009,
yes.
And there is there was a copy price increase. So some drop, some decline of the copy sales is related to the price. But of course, that's the seasonality as well. And the number of Fridays and Saturdays during this month as well, compared to the previous quarter in 2008. But we are still not afraid, because as you can see, the distance between us and our competitors, the other quality dailies, it's huge. And as I mentioned, of course, the copy sales figures are important, but they are not the most important figure for the advertising agencies, as the advertising agencies are operating on the readership figure. And when you look
I believe one follows the other, right? I mean, we saw also a decline in the readership in year-on-year basis in 2009, right? I mean, the one is strictly connected to the other. So I guess, you know, straightforward reading that circulation, drop in circulation, is followed by drop in readership, that should then translate somehow into lower advertising revenues.
I'm not afraid that will happen, to be honest. I mean, you cannot have everything, right? I mean, we almost maintain our copy sales revenue. The drop was slight, only 1% compared to 2008. So of course we are balancing with all these elements together and trying to figure it out what is the best for the companies. And it's about looking, you know, at the profitability and the EBIT and the EBITDA margin. You can see that we've done the right decision.
Well, no doubt about it. You've managed the situation well in 2009. I mean, my question about this analysis is that there'll be probably repeating speculations now whether you are able to again increase the cover price of Gazeta Wyborcza, and that's why my question about this analysis, to what degree the drop was caused by the increases that were made in 2009. And maybe second part of this question would be, how does currently the price of Gazeta Wyborcza is versus other, let's say, quality dailies on local markets? I'm not that familiar with particular local markets, like on average. Can you?
Yes, it's on page number 7. You can see the prices of the quality newspapers, but then you have the prices of the newspapers on the local market. And I think thank you for this question, because that's exactly because we are not only running the price sensitivity, but we are also comparing our copy price with the prices of the national newspapers and the local newspapers, as a local market is really important for us. So you can see we are a little bit higher than the local price of the local newspapers, but we are cheaper than the national newspapers. And of course we are more expensive than the tabloids, but that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Okay.
And mind you, we have this newsstand subscription that right now it's 1.6 zlotys. That's exactly we would like to have this this possibility on the local market, that the local newspapers on a daily basis are cheaper than us. But during the weekends, we are more or less at the same level, because the 2.5 on the local market, it's really the weekends, additions.
Mm-hmm. So this analysis shows that further increases of the cover price are like at more risk. I mean, they could be detrimental to further to circulation numbers, right?
Well, you know, there is a because of the changes that are taking place right now in the media. Of course, we are observing the decline in the copy sales, no matter what. I mean, it's regardless of the copy price. So there is some effect of the decline anyway. And it really depends on the market because there are different prices in Warsaw, there are different prices in Krakow, there are different prices in Wrocław. But of course, it always translates, and that's something that we are analyzing. Is it worth it to increase the copy price because of all these issues and elements that you just mentioned? So, for example, the Silesia market is huge. The Wrocław market is big as well. The Krakow market is big. But the Rzeszów market, it's relatively small. And, of course, we don't know to what extent it's a market really important for us. So, you know, we are analyzing all these elements together and trying to figure it out and find a right solution.
But what's your view on 2010? What kind of scale of further drops in daily market circulation could we expect, or where it's do you see some kind of horizon that the drops might stop at some point?
Well, I hope there is at some point a point that it will stop. But for me, it's very hard because we are in the middle of the civilization changes taking place. Uh-huh. And the people are using media in a different way. And there are no habits so far. Some of the people are reading the internet and reading the newspaper at the same time. Some people are starting reading internet and are getting back to the newspapers again because they found internet difficult, because they are getting the highlights and they are not getting an in-depth analysis. There is a lot of things going on. I mean, maybe in a few years' time, the iPad that was created by Apple will change the market as well. Because right now, no matter what, you know, the newspaper in print and in paper is the most user-friendly way of reading anything. Because you're not going to be carrying your laptop in the bus or at the restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. It's much easier for you to pull out the newspaper from your pocket and read the newspaper waiting for your girlfriend or wife.
Okay, coming to this cost side, I have a question on further employment restructuring in 2010, whether you think that the employment level from the end of 2009 could further go down in 2010?
You know, we didn't stop our improvement efficiency plan that we started at the end of 2008. Is still going on, so there are some projects going on, and we are optimizing the employment throughout the whole group, not only through Agora. But of course, it really depends on what's going to be happening on the market. For example, we've done some reduction in our sales forces, and if there will be a rebound of the advertising market and will start increasing dramatically, and there will be a huge or massive increase that I pray for, then, of course, we will have to figure it out if we need some more salespeople or not. It really depends if it's going to be largest orders from the same clients or there will be much more clients. And if there will be much more clients, of course, we'll have to rethink if we have enough staff.
Okay. And now two questions related specifically to quick questions, I believe, to fourth quarter numbers. First, on internet, there were very substantial marketing and advertising spending in internet in the fourth quarter. And my question is, what if they were amounted almost almost 10 million zloty. What was it related to, and is it some kind of one-off or rather a recurrent figure?
To a large extent, there were barters in the fourth quarter that at the end of the year...
What? Excuse me? There were
barters.
Barters, okay. Mm-hmm.
So in the fourth quarter, we had to, you know, clear up those things. So, like,
it's rather a one-off.
It's not really one-off, but you know, the large portion of the increase it was really related to barters.
Uh-huh. Okay, and my last question was is related to effective tax rate in the fourth quarter, which the second consecutive quarter is above 26%, and what is the reason, and should we then assume the effective tax rate also in 2010 to be like substantially above the statutory, what is the statutory rate in Poland?
But if you look at the table of the financial results of the group and you have income tax expense, you have to remember that it's a combination of two elements. One is the current tax to be paid, which you can base on the tax rates. And the second thing is the change in the deferred tax balance sheet.
Yeah.
So in different quarters, you have the effect of, mostly in this case, of the deferred tax changes in the balances. So you will see the exact numbers in the annual report, where we present all the information on that on the special note in the financial statements, but not in the quarterly results. So it's not very easy to deduct or derive from these numbers what the real effective tax rate is.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your problem, but please be patient to the annual report.
Yeah. Okay, answered. Okay, that's all questions for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to thank you for your presence during this teleconference. If you would like to ask a question, if the management board is satisfied with the results and with the margins, yes, we are. And thank you very much.